Homily 48, Suffering for the Kingdom of God. Christ had to suffer and to rise from the dead, and so enter into his glory. This morning, as with many first readings during the Easter season, we hear that as the early Christian movement spread rapidly after Jesus' resurrection. However, it was necessary to undergo many hardships in order to enter the kingdom of God. After the Apostle Paul was struck blind after his encounter with the risen Christ, he was instructed to go to Damascus where he would meet the disciple Ananias. Jesus had told Ananias, "Saul is my chosen instrument to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and sons of Israel. I will show him how much he must suffer for my namesake." We just heard about Paul left for dead after the crowd stoned him. He had said of himself, "Five times I received 39 lashes. Three times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Three times I was shipwrecked. I've been on frequent journeys in dangers. Dangers, dangers." A Buddhist once told me that the Apostle Paul would not have made a good Buddhist because of his anxiety for the churches. I told him to reread Paul and to notice Paul's great joy in serving Christ crucified, not only despite, but because he was worthy to suffer for Christ. Paul's peace does come through. An American bishop with a sense of humor told me that wherever he goes, there are banquets and tea parties, not the riots and sufferings Paul faced. I was always amused by what Annie Hall in the Woody Allen movie said. "If the enemy took away my credit card, I would confess to anything." What am I willing to suffer for the gospel? In some parts of today's world, Christians must suffer much for their faith. I'd have difficulty giving up my iMac. Because of the crucified and risen Christ, St. Teresa of Avila wrote, "Let nothing disturb you." Jesus says in this morning's gospel that he gives us peace, but not as the world gives it. The American author, you got to read this guy, Walker Percy, he wondered why Christians, given the gospel's good news and the Easter event, were often so gloomy and depressed. The human mess. In this morning's gospel, Jesus speaks of the devil, the ruler of the world, coming, a foreshadowing of his crucifixion, Jesus' definitive exorcism of the evil one. On the cross, he would break the devil's power. It has long struck me that after Jesus' agony in the garden, however, he goes to his suffering and death with deep peace. Peace be with you. Messianic peace. Psychosomatic wholeness. The effect of doing God's will. I've known very holy Jesuits suffering much for their vocation, whose inner peace you can easily sense. I just returned from one of the most difficult trips in my life, and I've been on some terrible ones. I wish that I could say that I had the peace Christ spoke about. My mantra all too often is, not peace be with you, but the stress be with you. If only we Christians could have a spiritual gyroscope. As you know, no matter what you do to a gyroscope, it stays fixed at its still point. Stay rooted in the crucified and risen Christ, and our lives would be different, filled with a peace and joy that the world cannot give. Peace. Peace of the Messianic age, when all things will be fulfilled, but have begun to be fulfilled in the crucified and risen Christ. His peace be with you.